We welcome Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies on the hotline here. Oh, where's the mayor's band disappeared? How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
So busy. Busy meeting last night. But start with you're changing the city seal?
Yeah. So, you know, we've had it, and it started with a couple of emails and then grew from this community conversation to have about the city seal and whether, you know, obviously there's conversations about Andrew Jackson elsewhere and similar figures from our past about, you know, maybe having more applicable persons, you know, some of the statues coming down that we see. And we had a conversation in the community over the past couple of weeks about, you know, does the city seal with a statue of Andrew Jackson that exists in Washington, D.C. really represent our community? You know, considering one that, you know, he was a slave owner and has a, you know, storied history with some things that we're not particularly proud of with the Indian Removal Act and a large number of different concerns that people have raised. And, you know, we have a really storied history here in Jackson with other figures of Austin Blair. You know, I've suggested that maybe Austin Blair or, you know, having a oak tree to symbolize under the oak's bark and the founding of the Republican Party would be more appropriate to have on a city seal because it speaks directly to our history here locally. And last night we had a talked about that a little bit, and I made a motion to go forth and change the seal and ask that the Jackson Public Arts Commission kind of work on that process to be a very public process where the public can make recommendations on what they want to see in our new city seal, and JPAC can collect all of those, make some, you know, decisions to narrow down some recommendations to council, and then council can ultimately make a decision through a resolution of what we want that next seal to look like, and that passed unanimously.
Wow. I thought we were named after Michael Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay. So you did have a lot of business last night.
Yeah, we did. We passed on second reading a smoking ban in our parks. One of the, you know, we have great parks here, but in order to better protect the public health, make sure that our playgrounds and city parks are safe spaces for young lungs, that we ban smoking in our city parks and playgrounds and other public places. That doesn't prohibit anyone from smoking on their own property or in their own cars or if they're walking down the sidewalk, but it does establish some buffer zones around some of the restaurants to stay outside of, you know, 20 feet from those entrances so that people can actually get into those restaurants without walking through a plume of smoke. And then, you know, it bans it in our parks, and we have a lot of our parks we use for recreation activities, for soccer games and things like that. And we want to make sure that we're doing what we can to protect those young lungs. And it's a recommendation that came from the Ellis Sharp Parks Board and the Jackson Recreation Commission. It's something that we've seen in scores of cities across Michigan taking this step. And in fact, Disney just last year banned smoking in all of its amusement parks. So we wanted to stay with the times and do what we could to protect public health.
Well, while we're talking about that, what do you foresee for parks and recreation, let's just say next year?
You know, I think we're going to, by next year, I think we'll be back to a little bit more of a degree of normalcy and with proper precautions be able to have a lot more of that recreation programming come back. You know, we already have brought back a number of different programs as we've tried to, you know, salvage what we could of the recreation programming for this year. But I think by next year, so long as people continue, you know, wearing masks and we're able to kind of break the cycle and continue to keep that curve flat, and as the state government leads in that endeavor and the federal government hopefully works on creating a vaccine, I think by next year, hopefully, a lot of that recreation programming comes back.
So you don't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you don't foresee youth football this year, do you?
I don't, you know, I don't know. I haven't had a conversation with the parks director about that in particular. I know that we restarted some of the programming. I'm not sure about that, and it's you know, it's similar to a lot of the conversations that are going on right now. A lot of the answers are we don't know, because we don't know what's going to happen. I think you're seeing that with, you know, the Big Ten and
right,
and elsewhere, that they had made plans earlier this year, and now they're reconsidering those plans. And so we're still in a large degree of place where we just don't know some of those answers, and some of those plans are going to change, and that's going to be contingent on what we can do collectively as a community to continue to wear masks and try to protect other people from getting the coronavirus.
So what else shook down last night?
Well, we passed the resolution creating the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority, or establishing the hearing to create it. It stretches from Franklin Street, just at the southern tip of the DDA, down to South Street along MLK, and then encompasses Prospect basically from 4th Street all the way out to Cooper. So kind of an upside-down T with some other properties sprinkled in there, and that's really, I think, going to drive economic development on the south side. We're looking forward to that and having a conversation about that. I think the hearing is going to be August 11th, so notices will go out to all those property owners about establishing the Corridor Improvement Authority, and then if council decides to move forward with it, we'll be able to establish that at the October meeting, 60 days after the August meeting. So we got that done. We also passed through some charter amendments that people will be seeing on the ballot this November, one for surrounding the problems that we've had around the affidavits on the petition, and then also dealing with the vacancy, and that's something that would go to the ballot in the future, and not be a permanent council appointment. Took care of some things around special assessments and making sure that if, you know, people have a process to petition to not have a special assessment levied on their road project, and a supermajority to override those petitions. And one of the last things we did, I added a measure to schedule for August 11th to be able to appoint a full-time city manager, a permanent city manager, and have us consider moving Jonathan from an interim city manager to the city manager. I think he's done a great job, and I want to talk about that coming up here at the August meeting.
Mere formality?
Yeah, a formality. I think, you know, he's got council support. He's been doing a great job. He got thrown, kind of took over the reins at a time when we, you know, had coronavirus just dropped into our laps. And he's really had to, I think, grow and adapt and juggle a lot of different things at the same time. And he's done a really admirable job, I think, in doing that. So I've been really pleased with his performance, and I've really seen him as a partner. So I look forward to, you know, continuing on with him and making that emphatic.
The challenge certainly won't end this year, though. Next year is going to be challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've already had some challenging discussions with our budget, and it's likely that there may be more to come. You know, our fiscal year runs from June to July, so you know, we're we're going to continue to monitor that and be cautious about, as we reopen City Hall and other programs to the public, about how we can, what we can do to protect the public health and make sure that we don't have another spike that, you know, starts to close down some of the businesses that we have and puts our local economy into a spiral again. I think we're doing what we can to prevent that and also make things a little bit easier on people. Last night, one of the things, resolutions that I worked with Jonathan to put together is the ability for Jonathan to waive certain fees. And that gives us a little bit more flexibility during this COVID era to make things a little bit easier on some of the residents and also some of the businesses. So I think that was a good step that we took, and you know, we'll continue to hammer away at it and make things as hopefully as easy as possible for residents and businesses during this coronavirus pandemic.
Everything's still virtual?
Yeah, everything was still virtual last night. You know, we're going to see what the direction is from the governor and the state looking forward to August and September. We haven't made any final decisions about that, but you know, to the extent that we can continue to be safe and work remotely and continue to serve the public in a way that's transparent and accountable, I think we're going to continue to do that.
I see Jackson has been mentioned a couple times by the governor and Dr. Khuldoon as areas of concern with the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, when you consider the fact that we have, you know, we're home to large prison facilities, and a number of those individuals also live in our community, corrections officers, you know, and the fact that we're a population center, it can be a cause for concern. So I think we all have to be cognizant of that and aware and responsible enough to practice safe social distancing, to continue to wear masks when we go inside. It's something that the city is going to enforce. We want to make sure that businesses can stay open, that people are going to be safe, and that we're going to do what we can to protect the public health and follow the advice of public health professionals, frankly, that have worked in this space for years and are going to know what we need to do to keep ourselves safe.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Derek, appreciate the visit.
Hey, thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.